What? Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
Hey, I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Ginger Hubbard is my guest. She's wife and mother of four children, and she's been speaking and writing on biblical principles for parenting for about the past 25 years. Today, we're going to talk about her series that she wrote with Al Roland called Teaching Children to Use Their Words Wisely. Hi, Ginger. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. It's so good to be on with you, Judy. I appreciate you having me.
So you've been writing for about the last 25 years and speaking, and if people are saying, well, now who's Ginger Hubbard? I might have read one of her books. What is the most popular book that you've written?
Well, I've been writing and speaking for about, like you said, 25 years, and I've written a few parenting books. I would say still, though, my most popular parenting book is called Don't Make Me Count to Three, which is a mom's look at heart-oriented discipline. And in all of my books and when I speak at conferences, my primary goal is always the same. It's to help parents really learn how to reach past the outward behavior of their children and really address the issues of the heart from a biblical perspective.
So important, especially in today's world where right seems to be wrong and wrong seems to be right.
That is so true. And I'm telling you, there's just so many parents, especially in today's time, that have just adopted these faulty child training methods, which focus only on the outward behavior instead of the heart. They've developed these philosophies that if they can get their children to act right, to behave, that they're raising them the right way. But there is far more to parenting than getting our children to act right. We want to get them to think right and to be motivated out of a love of virtue, a love for what's right, a love for God, rather than a fear of punishment. And so that is what I like to do, is help those parents look past that outward behavior, figure out what's going on in the heart, and then they're able to address it from a biblical perspective and help their children reach out for that transformational power of Christ.
What gave you the idea of starting to write books for parents?
Well, as a conference speaker, I've just listened to parents all over the country express their heartache over their inability to get a handle on some of these struggles that their children face. And particularly the reason I wrote the children's series that we're going to talk about today, which is teaching children to use their words wisely, I found that they're really having a hard time getting a handle on some of these tongue-related offenses. They just don't know how to address them, such as whining and lying and tattling and disrespecting and complaining. And there's just so many that they struggle with. And I'm realizing, and these parents are realizing, that so many children today are in bondage to enslaving addictions of the tongue, which really stem from enslaving sins of the heart. And so parents are looking for ways to uproot these issues and help their children realize that their words don't begin with their words, they begin with their heart. And so to really help them take ownership for what's going on in their heart, the sin in their heart, and then that helps them recognize their need for Jesus. And so I've been writing parenting books for many years to help parents do that, but I've always wanted, it's been a dream of mine, to write children's books to help them get a grasp on these concepts in fun ways. So that's what I, along with my co-author Al Roland, have done here, is created some children's books so that they can really have fun while they're learning what God's Word has to say about some of these issues they struggle with, like whining and lying. And those two books are already out. We have another one coming out in January of 23 called Sean and His Amazing Shrinking Sister. And that book is going to be about teasing.
Because teasing.
Makes us feel small. So every time Sean teases his sister, she shrinks.
He shrinks. Okay. So it's different than
the concept of that one.
So it's different than Pinocchio's nose growing as he's lying.
That's right.
Now, Chloe, Closet of Secrets, that's a teaching children to use their words wisely book that you've written. And it's about a fluffy. Tell us about that book.
Okay. Yeah, the book about lying, that's the second book in the series, is called Chloe and the Closet of Secrets. And in that story, Chloe thinks that making up stories is no big deal. But one day, all of these little fluffs start appearing every time she tells a lie. And Chloe tries to hide her secrets by stuffing all these fluffs in her closet. But soon, the closet is so full that it's ready to burst. So later in the story, Chloe's dad winds up confessing a lie that he told and asking for forgiveness, which God uses to help Chloe realize that her lies are not only sinful, but are hurting her relationships. And so her dad's confession also gives Chloe the courage to confess her own lies and ask forgiveness.
Isn't that interesting how that happened on the same day? How the father came home from work. And they were talking at the dinner table, and they were talking about it. And he says, you know, I told a story about that. I lied about that. I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry I did that. And then God uses that to help her heart.
That's right. It gave Chloe the courage and the guidance to realize that she could do the same thing, that she could confess that lie and understand about the powerful grace of God when we do confess and seek forgiveness. So that is an underlying theme that the publisher New Growth Press really wanted us to incorporate into these stories. It's not just children that struggle with these issues. Adults have the same struggles that children do. And so in all of the stories and all of these books, we're going to have the parent struggling with the same issue and realizing that they need to confess and ask forgiveness. And then that helps the child understand what the conviction of the Holy Spirit looks like and how we're to rightly respond to that conviction.
Well, because kids follow what their parents do, whether it's in actions or words, they follow what examples we bring them.
And they do.
That is so important for all of us, whether we're grandparents or parents, to realize that book and then Sam and the Sticky Situation. What's that book all about?
Yep. So Sam and the Sticky Situation, that is a children's book about whining. And in that story, Sam, the little boy, figures out that he gets his way whenever he whines. So, naturally, he starts whining more and more. But as a result of all of his whining, Sam finds himself in quite the sticky situation by finding himself stuck on top of a Ferris wheel and covered from head to toe in cotton candy. And so later in the story, as I just mentioned, our theme goes, Sam's mom winds up confessing to her own problem with whining, which God uses to help Sam realize his problem. And then in the end, they both learn the value of self-control and the importance of asking God for forgiveness and help.
One of the things you mentioned in that book is if you have self-control in your words, you are more joyful. Now explain that. How does that happen?
That's right. You know, when we obey, that's the beauty of obeying God's commands, in that when we do that, he puts joy in our hearts. Whenever we obey his commands, that he puts joy in our hearts, which reflects his own joy and brings him glory. And, you know, you can see that in children. I mean, think about children who are whining and complaining and demanding to get their own way and going about their lives with absolutely no discipline and no self-control. Are they happy children?
No,
they're not. But think about the children who are trained in self-control and they've learned that self-control is a prerequisite for good living and contentment. Those are children that are happy. Their countenance is happy and joyful.
Now, what's interesting about both these books, the Chloe, the secrets in their closet, well, you have the little girl experience everything, and she sees these fluffies every time she tells a lie, and she finally realizes, hey, every time I tell a story, one of these fluffies is coming out from somewhere. And then in the other book, Sam and the Sticky Situation, the mom is really the main character in the book when it starts. And the mom whines and she complains and it goes on from there. It's so interesting how you use two different approaches with two different books.
Yep. You know, and Sam, like we said, he got his whining from his mom. And we're told in Matthew 7:5 that we need to remove the plank from our own eye, and then we can clearly remove the speck from someone else's eye. You know, there's one thing that we all have in common with our kids as parents. We are sinners in need of a Savior just as much as they are. We need God's rescuing grace and help just as much as they do. And it's encouraging for them to know that. So as parents, we need to be honest with our kids about our struggles, of course, in age-appropriate ways. And so, you know, it's okay for us to say to our children, you know, honey, I was whining about having to do the laundry this morning, but my whining and complaining was not honoring to God. And so I've asked him to forgive me. Will you forgive me too? When we admit our own sin and our own need for Jesus to our kids, it really encourages them to do the same.
But it's really hard for us to admit it, isn't it?
It's not a lot of fun to admit it, but when we do that, when we humble ourselves and admit that we don't have it all together and that we blow it sometimes too and that we really need the Lord's help in our lives, it really sets a good example for our kids. One of my best friends told me something years ago, and it has always stuck with me. It's a little bit of a tongue twister, but I'll try to get through it. She says, your walk talks and your talk talks, but your walk talks more than your talk talks. Wow. In other words, our children are watching us, and they learn by our example. So when we do blow it, whether we're whining or we do tell a lie, or maybe we even blow it with our kid and we raise our voices or we speak harshly to them, we need to be willing to humble ourselves and say, you know what, sweetheart, the angry way that I just spoke to you, it did not show respect for you, and it did not honor God. Will you forgive me? Let me try that again in a way that does show respect for you and does honor God. And man, when we humble ourselves and are willing to do that, God's grace comes down, and our children see what it looks like to really have a personal relationship with Jesus. And like I said, the conviction of the Holy Spirit and what that really looks like, how we're to respond.
Ginger, how can people get your series, Teaching Children to Use Their Words Wisely?
Well, I would love for them to get them directly from me through my website, which is gingerhubbard.com. That's a great place to connect.
Gingerhubbard.com. You can get all of her books there. And Ginger, we really thank you. GingerHubbard.com is her website. Ginger, thanks so much for giving of yourself to share about some of these great principles that we all struggle with and how we can relate them to our children.
Oh, thanks for having me, Judy. It was a pleasure.
I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Okay, sweetheart, I've turned on the nightlight, and here's Teddy.
Grandma, I love it when you tuck me in. You're my best friend. Don't ever leave me. I love you.
Electronic Caregiver helps seniors maintain independence and safety at home with their medical alert system. The smart wristband provides telehealth, medication reminders, and personalized messages. If an emergency occurs, loved ones can call for help by pushing the button. More information from Cheryl Wilson at 314-312-0034.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. Encounter, hosted by Judy Redlich, was produced and first aired on KSIV Radio, part of their Bot Radio Network.